Distorted View Daily proudly presents Alexis K. Tyler responding to a critic.
You pale-faced whore. You're retarded and no talent. I'm hurt. You know what? I figured it out. This motherfucker wanna be me. That what it is. He jealous of me, man. I bet he get up and put on his mama wig and rub his hair down like mine and take some of that grease or that damn shea butter and rub it on his titties and hope he grow him some breasts. Wishing that he could be Alexis K. Tyler. That what I think it is. That we do. He look at me, he look in the mirror, and he take them damn pills and rub around in his titties and pull his nipples real hard 3 times, and I wish I were home. I wish I won't. I wish I could be a bitch like Alexis K. Tyler. See, that's what it is. He wanna draw some illustrations of him getting fucked by a nigga. That's what it is. He keep just sending me all these long emails that I refuse to read. Cause I can tell he's retarded and he didn't have a daddy figure. The way he's talking, like a female. You yell a bitch, you pale faced bitch. You yell and you thank you so much, you retarded bitch. You no talent, bitch. You do porn and you're a bisexual.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, June 15th, 2015. Coming up on the program today, the sweet sounds of white trash child abuse. Plus, Madge Weinstein sends me some black shit bloopers. My mom recaps a Lifetime original movie, and a man fucks a shih tzu. All this plus your voicemails today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
You fuck me while I fucking give birth to a baby. Oh!
Yes, back for another week of this stupidity. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. Got a great show for your Monday. At the top of the program, you know, I mentioned that I was going up to visit my mom this past week, and I think I mentioned it on the Friday show. And I did. We had a great time, took her out to eat, got a chance to visit my brother and my sister and their respective families, and it was a good time, right? However, I am realizing that one of my sister's children might have severe emotional issues that really should be checked out. Like, this is some horror movie shit that's going on here. So, I've got a bunch of nieces from my sister, bunch of babies shot forth from my sister's loins. That pussy must be blown out. All right, whatever. So, she has several, I have several nieces, right? We'll call one of them Elizabeth and the other one Olive, right? Elizabeth is in, like, the 5th or 6th grade. She's getting up there in age, right? It's time for her to find a man and settle down. She's like 10. Olive, on the other hand, is younger. She's like kindergarten age, right? And as a Christmas present this year, my sister and her husband bought a pool for the backyard. Now, it's not an in-ground pool. It's an above-ground pool, but it is huge. I went to see it this past weekend, and it's really nice. Why they bought this thing, I don't know. None of the kids can swim. They haven't been to swim lessons yet, but boy, are they in the pool all the time. Tragedy is just waiting to strike. They're all excited to get in because it's just been built. Even though it was a Christmas present last year, they couldn't build it until the ground was dry or whatever. So it's warm enough now that the kids are in the pool and they don't know how to swim. So, you know, my sister and her husband are in the pool the whole time with the kids, making sure that they stay alive, and apparently they're doing a piss-poor job of that. Because what happened was Elizabeth slipped or something in the pool and went down under the water, and she couldn't get back up. You know, if she stands on her tippy-toes, the water comes up to just under her chin, I think, right? So she slips, she falls down into the water, the blue abyss, and the little one, Olive, who's like 5 or 6 or whatever, sees Elizabeth drowning. She sees her slip, go under, and not come back up. and she doesn't say anything. She just goes back to playing with her fanoodles. My sister's in the pool. I don't know what the fuck my sister was doing. She should be paying attention to her goddamn kids. One of them is you only have three to watch out for. It's simple math. Just count how many heads you can see. Whatever. Anyway, miraculously, Elizabeth somehow is able to float back to the to the top of the pool and catch her breath after, you know, swallowing a bunch of water and shit. All right, so I'm hearing about this from little Elizabeth. And the reason why the story is told to me is because even littler Olive, the monster, Satan's spawn, came up to me and she's like, "Elizabeth is still mad at me." I'm like, "Why is she mad at you?" And that's when Elizabeth took over and she said, "I almost drowned. I saw Olive look at me as I'm going down, and then she doesn't say anything. She just lets me almost die." And I ask Olive, I'm like, "Olive, why didn't you tell your mom that Elizabeth was drowning?" And she just looked at me. She started to smile. And that was creepy enough. And then she just goes, "I forgot." That's some fucking dark shit. And it's obviously a lie, right? I mean, you can't forget that someone is drowning that quickly. You're literally just watching your sister drown, and then you're distracted by a beach ball or something. My theory is she just didn't want to get out of the pool. And if she told my sister that one of the other kids is drowning, my sister would probably be like, "Okay, that's it. That's it for today. Let's all get out of the pool." Olive didn't want her fun spoiled. Anyway, so when Elizabeth finally came back up, she floated back up. She was freaking out for two reasons. One, she almost died. And two, no one cared. She literally said that. "Look, I almost drowned and no one was paying attention. No one cared that I almost died. I'm never getting back in the pool again." And then the next day she's back in the pool. Since then, no incidents. I've already put in a call to Child Protective Services. They're looking into this. All right. So there you go. That's my sister's new pool. Elizabeth also told me other weird things were happening. Like, you know, they all take turns taking baths, right? And, Olive went in first, and then afterwards, after she was done, it was Elizabeth's turn, and she goes into the bathtub, and for some reason, there's a toaster plugged in on the edge of the tub, wobbling, and then, because the bathroom's upstairs, then when she gets out, she tries to go downstairs, all of the stairs are covered in marbles. That was a little strange. Then she gets in her Barbie convertible power wheel to find out that the brake line had been cut. I better get my funeral suit pressed. A tragedy is going to strike. All right, so there you go. That's a little Ashtabula update for you. I've got some audio to play for you now. The title of this clip is Amateur Stuntman. So that doesn't mean anything, right? It's just some jackass who has a camera. Amateur stuntman puts fire ants on his penis. Let's see how that goes. That did not take long at all. I mean, they literally just poured the ants down his pants. And then some guys came running in with a hose. Yeah, it continues on like that for another minute or so. Oh, there's something I forgot to mention about my trip to Ashtabula. So we were planning to go visit my sister, right, to check out her pool. And my mom was watching Life, again with this Lifetime, the Lifetime Movie Network. I could not pull her away from it. I get home. You know, I drive 3 hours up to Ashtabula. I greet her. It's like I'm inconveniencing her. She's like, come on in. Sit down. Just watch this. And she's watching a movie called Dark Desires. It's a piece of shit movie about this creepy kid who ends up, like, killing this woman's son, but the woman doesn't know about it, and then he sort of, like, weasels his way into her life and starts to have an affair with her. And we couldn't leave. I wanted to go to my sister's. I had to wait an hour and a half for her to finish watching this movie, and I'm sitting there, and I'm actually getting into this shit. It's embarrassing. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to get my mom to call into the show here and give a recap of the movie. But she's absolutely awful at this stuff because she doesn't remember any of the major plot points. She remembers little things about the movie. She also doesn't remember characters' names. So it's all like this one boy and then the other boy and then this woman. Here, I've got a little clip for you. This is when my mom's trying to describe what happens in Dark Desires.
Okay, well, it was these two friends from college. They were friends. And, let's see. They were friends. And as the show went on, I can't explain things. As time went on, I guess the two friends got in a fight or something like that, and they were on this hill and they were fighting, and the one guy fell over the cliff. But the reason was that is because the one guy was holding on to his hand and he let him go. And then the mother and this one friend of this kid, the son, got kind of intimate with one another. So because her husband and her weren't getting along very well.
Oh, okay.
And
okay. Thank you, Mother. We'll check in with her a little bit later to see how the movie recap is progressing. I've got a couple more pieces of audio to share with you. Our good friend Madge Weinstein was nice enough to send me this clip that she recorded. I guess she worked for a porn company for a while doing video and stuff, and a lot of black on black. So in this clip, this is a little bit of a blooper for you. We've got two guys having anal sex, one nuts in the other's ass, and then you can actually hear Madge Weinstein in the video saying, "Push it out. Try pushing it out."
Damn. Better not catch me in detention again.
Can you push to come out? Is that possible?
Is that possible? Of course it's possible. You're talking to professionals here. They know what a cum fart is. He's farting, but none of the cum is coming out. Maybe a little bit. Let's see what happens here. You can hear Madge laughing. Not professional.
You're good. It's just funny.
It's just hair.
Yeah. So I wasn't very professional, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, mate. No. You didn't do anything wrong.
You asked him to push it out. What did you think was going to happen?
No, go ahead. I'm just in the shot. Go ahead. Take your hand away.
Come on, shit. The dude who's shitting out the cum has a tramp stamp that reads exotic. Very classy. There's another really funny clip of a guy getting an enema. This is before the porn shoot, right? So this is a little behind the scenes action of what guys need to do to prep for a porn scene.
This shit hurt.
Oh. Yeah, he's talking about the Fleet enema that's in his ass. He's like on all fours in the bathroom with a bunch of other guys and a film crew.
And I'm drunk. I'm fucked up.
Loco.
Now go ahead and put number three in.
No, because I already had one earlier.
I already had one enema.
Look, he trying to show you how to fleet. Val, push that shit up in here.
Bitch, nah, because when I be wanting, Val don't even get out of bed. He just turn over to the position.
Because Val stay clean.
Duh.
Well.
Hello.
See?
You should have just went up in there, bitch.
The idea of an enema is new to him. He doesn't like that. He feels like you should just go in naturally.
How long
you gonna keep that in?
I don't know, but it don't even feel.
Go
right.
Push it out so Val can do number three.
Okay, wait.
What if you just start walking in this
shit? Just gonna come out.
Again, it's a group of guys in the bathroom just hanging out, and now the dude who just had the enema is going to take a shit in front of everyone.
This is some real life footage.
I ain't looking at that shit. Listen,
I don't even got a shit, though.
It's just going to be water. That's
like you're going to shit. Don't worry.
Is it in reverse?
Yeah.
Okay.
it's like, yo, pussy.
So that's just the water, the Fleet enema coming out. Then he actually shits.
This is called...
reality porn.
Porn behind the scenes. Yeah. Why does toilet ain't flush you? I shit for real.
Is that you?
That's probably my favorite line. I shit it for real.
Why does toilet ain't flush you? I shit it for real.
If you ever wonder what porn stars did before the actual shoot, wonder no longer. Guys, gay guys, when you next time you're watching some dude getting plowed in the ass, you think about this.
Another one.
It was only one turn, though.
It was only one turn.
Two rounds. Both of these are filled with water, warm water.
And you talking about forgetting me to flee.
I didn't mean to flee, girl.
We talked about bitch, don't get mad if you get shit at all. I'm not Picasso.
These guys talk very freely and openly about their shit and shitting on guys' dicks. At one point, the guy was talking about how hard turds just get pushed back up in the ass when you're getting fucked.
The hard ones come out, so you probably wouldn't have shit anyway.
Right, because those are the hard ones. Those are not the runny ones. The hard ones, you know, they just push back in.
Yeah.
I told you, since you've been drinking, you got for sure.
Okay, very good. Let's check in with my mom, who is still describing Dark Desires, the Lifetime original movie that she watched this past weekend.
So then, okay, so then the other kid, kind of friendly with the family, with the mother, especially the mother, not too much the father. I guess the mother and the father weren't getting along too well. She wasn't getting enough, you know what. So, so the one kid kind of like sensed this, and so he kind of like stepped in, you know, and stuff. They kind of like got together at this one place where he was. Well, she had told him first that he could stay at the fix. He could stay around, and he could fix up the gazebo, and then he had like a little house or something, a little place where he could stay. So he did. So this is how it all started. She came into the, I guess, his apartment or whatever it was, and then they stayed. Yeah, they did what you would. I don't know. Why do I have to say this?
Yes, you have to continue describing the movie. We'll check back in with you one more time at the end of the show today. Before we get into the news, one more clip to share with you. This is a great one. You know, for those of you who say, oh, Tim, you play too many clips of black people acting like fools. Well, I've got a great clip here of some white people doing the same. A father is recording his ex-wife brutally beating his children. And what's great is he's using her cell phone and she's trying to get it back. Take a listen.
Daddy, please give her Michelle. Phone back.
I love that that's how the clip starts. Daddy, please give her phone back. I think the wife is beating the kids over the phone. And the father just wants to record it, to send it off to, you know, Child Protective Services or whatever.
Daddy, please give her
Michelle.
Phone back.
Stop now.
Oh, she's coming after the phone.
Give me my phone now!
You just have to fucking give it in now! And stop the bullshit!
Give me my phone! If I lose another kid because of you, I will kill you, and I will kill James, and I will kill Jacob. I'll kill all three of you. I'm gonna start with James. Because I hate him the most.
Alright. Like, this is an awful clip, but it is funny. She's already lost a child, for instance. One has been taken away, but she would rather kill them all than lose another kid.
Listen, you, I will kill you, and I will kill James, and I will kill Jacob. I'll kill all three of you. I'm going to start with James.
I hope James isn't in the room.
Because I hate him the most.
Because that had to hurt a little bit.
Give me my phone now. Right now. Give me my phone. Now.
He's not giving her the phone.
You cannot keep doing this. You said you would not do this again. Now give me my fucking... God, I hate you.
You're just making her madder. Don't you understand?
Can you please stop getting away? Now!
All right, I'll go hit James again. If you give her the phone, it'll stop this.
I'm going to go hit James.
No, it didn't. She had her phone before she started this.
I understand that, but do you want to...
If you give her the phone, she won't beat the children. Like, she's taking it out on the kids now.
Stop or not? Do you want it to stop or not?
Daddy, she's hitting the kid with, I don't know if that's a fly swatter or something. She's climbing up onto the bunk bed.
Can you stop this, please? Because if I have to do it, there's going to be bigger problems. I'm not kidding.
So does your mom. So does your dad.
You better come down from there now.
Get my phone. And I'm going to keep hitting him. I'll kill him. I don't care, Matt. I hate this kid.
Oh, my God. Give me this phone or I'm going to keep hitting this kid. I'll kill him. I don't like him.
Michelle, do you know what's going on right
now? Yeah, I know he's hitting me. No! I hate you.
You don't care? You don't care about your other child that's in there?
If I lose my kid,
take Jane from there.
Get my phone
down.
I don't know who this other woman is.
Get my phone.
She's at least trying to do something.
Giving it to you.
Then I'm going to...
Instead of just fucking Steven Spielberg here videotaping the whole thing.
You like watching your son be abused? Because I'm going to keep doing it. Give me my fucking phone.
Give her phone.
Poor kid can't catch his breath. Daddy. What? Like, why doesn't the father give the woman the phone if it'll shut her up and stop her from hitting the kid? I mean, I understand him wanting to record this for evidence, but... Maybe that's the only camera he has. I mean, this is like a white trash couple.
Get out of the bed.
I'll just chase you.
Alone.
Oh, finally he speaks up.
Give me my phone. I'm fucking sick of you. I'm really sick of this little fucker. I just want you to die, James. No one loves you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not me, not your brother, not your daddy, especially not your mom. Your mom hates you the most.
All right, so this must be like a stepmom situation, like a wicked stepmom. Maybe some of the kids are hers and some are from a previous marriage. I don't know. There's not a lot of backstory here.
That's why she left you, because she didn't want you and she didn't like you.
Sounds reasonable.
Come with me.
Plausible, at least.
Come with me. Come on.
The kid can't come with you because the fucking broad is on top of it wailing on him.
Let's go.
Give me my phone. Now. Give me my phone.
Go.
This guy is really in a catch-22 situation. He needs that phone because it's got the evidence to put this woman behind bars. However... She's beating the kid because he won't give her the phone. And obviously, if he gives her the phone, then she's going to erase the video. That would get her in trouble, right? I mean, this is a tough one. What to do? I hope in the coming days there's like a follow-up to this so we know what happened.
There, you're not taking my son anywhere. I want my phone so I can call my mom and go live with her. Because I'm done being your fucking Cinderella and your fucking sex slave. Because let me tell you something. First of all, you ain't worth it.
She's Cinderella? Who the hell is her fairy godmother? Goddamn crack addict. Bippity boppity boo, you look good enough. Go fuck your Prince Charming and have kids.
And I don't want to have sex with...
Would you stop already?
Come here, I want to hit you again. Come here. Come on, let me hit you.
Yeah, she's talking to the kids.
Please give me my phone.
What kid would then come near her? Like, come here so I can hit you. Of course the kid's not going to come to you. You trick them and say, hey, I want to give you something. I want to give you money and candy. And then when they get close, that's when you hit them.
And you, I just don't like you, so please go play in traffic and get hit by a car so you're dead. Because no one wants you around. Ever.
Hurry up.
Yeah, for some reason, James is the kid she really despises the most.
Please, kick him out of the car and let him be dead.
See what I mean?
Because if anybody needs to die, it's him. I hate this kid. Every fucking day he does this shit to me, and you just let him... You never speak up for me when I'm the one raising the little bastard that your own mother didn't want. You know that? Your mommy didn't want you. Your mommy doesn't love you. And she doesn't love you either, and she didn't want you either.
All right, white people coming back strong with their ridiculousness. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. For all you child lovers, perverts, no. For all you people who like kids or whatever, I've got a bit of an update for you, and I tell you this reluctantly. I guess this happened, according to one report, this happened in July of 2014. The woman in the video received $1,600 in fines, a month in jail, and 2 years probation, and of course the kids are, safe now. I'm sure the kids are getting the counseling they need. And on that note, do you like to hear audio like that? Want to hear more? Sign up for the Sideshow. Oh, yeah, every day. We have a segment on the Sideshow. Great moments in child abuse. Every day, that's how we start the program. Children in pain, agony, misery. Sign up for the Sideshow. Hear it every day. SuperFreakSideshow.com for the low price of only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, or yearly membership. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 shows. Been at this since December of 2004. Then every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and videocast. Tomorrow, I believe, we're going to be doing an extended program. Over an hour of DV for you when you sign up. Go to SuperFreakSideshow.com. Then on Wednesday, we'll do an exclusive show. Friday, we'll do an exclusive show as well. So a lot of stuff just for paying members when you sign up for the Sideshow. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've talked a lot about 90s bands recently on the show, most notably Savage Garden. I don't know. It seems like we spent a week talking about Savage Garden. Well, now Smash Mouth is in the news. Smash Mouth's lead vocalist, Steve Harwell, didn't take kindly to pieces of bread being thrown at him. This is where he's at in his career. He had number one albums. They were all over the radio. And now this, a few years later, performing at, like, local festivals, state fairs and shit. People throwing bread at him. All right, yes, he didn't take kindly to pieces of bread being thrown at him on Sunday night during the big finale for the Taste of Fort Collins. Harwell, that's over there in Texas, Ohio, Colorado, whatever. I said it earlier, didn't I? Harwell caused quite a stir during the band's performance, first yelling profanities at the crowd, then being subdued by a security guard, and finally walking off the stage ahead of the encore. He lost his temper when concert attendees started throwing slices of bread in the air. A few pieces reportedly landed on the stage. Why were people throwing bread, of all things? Loaves of bread were being given away for free. Oh, at one of the Taste of Fort Collins vendor booths. That kind of sucks for the bread vendor. Like, they wanted you to try their product, not chuck it at, performers. I've got audio here of this guy melting down. Again, this is the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
You throw one more piece of stage, I'm going to come find your I'm going to beat your.
So when you say that, right, you're just inviting people to throw bread on stage. You gotta expect when you're like, if I see one more piece of bread flying my way, I'm gonna lose my shit. Someone is gonna chuck a piece of bread. They're gonna test your challenge line.
Walk here, come on. Walk your back up here. Come on stage. Come on stage, bad.
Throw the bread. Throw the bread. Someone throw bread.
You're okay? I'm ruining a show for thousands of people right now. Because I'm going to walk off stage, and guess what? You're paying for it, okay?
Hey, now. You're an all-star.
Somebody throw one more thing at me right now.
Come on. Throw the bread. Throw the bread.
Okay.
Wish the audio was a bit better, but whatever. Okay, fans started booing as Harwell spat out a string of insults. The entire incident lasted about 3 minutes. So there you go. That's what's happening in Colorado today. Moving on. I'm sure by now you've all heard the Rachel Dolezal story. That's the woman who is the head of the NAACP, I guess, Washington chapter over there in Spokane, Washington. And apparently, she ain't black. As a matter of fact, I think pictures of her as a child surfaced. And she's like super pale, freckly. And now, as an adult, she's got, you know, that black hue to her. She's been tanning. And she, like, totally, like, frizzed out her hair so it looks a little black. If you don't know what started all of this, a local news report on Rachel indicated that her parents are pissed off because she's prancing around calling herself black when she's not.
Is that your dad?
Yeah, that's my dad.
This man right here is your father?
He's white as a ghost!
Right there?
Do you have a question about that?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I was wondering if if your dad really is an African-American man.
That's a very... I don't know what you're implying.
Are you African-American?
Yeah, just come right out and say, that's what he's implying. He's implying you aren't black.
I don't understand the question of...
You don't understand the question... You... head up an organization that's all about being black.
I did tell you that, yes, that's my dad. And he was unable to come in January.
Are your parents, are they white?
And she walks away. Interview over. I believe she ran into like a shop on the street or something to hide from the interviewer. After that report, the shit hit the fan and she laid low for a while. But eventually she had to get out there, do some damage control.
Do you think anyone within the Spokane NAACP is unclear about your identity?
I'm not sure.
Would you identify yourself as an African American?
I actually don't like the term African American. I prefer black. And I would say that if...
Are we back to black now? So we're not supposed to say African American? So the end... Okay, this is an organization with the word colored people in it. So, you know, whatever. But... So I didn't know that. We're supposed to call them black now?
You know, if I was asked.
Because for a while, that was not cool. I am not black. Just like you and I white. You're pink.
I would definitely say that, yes, I do consider myself to be black.
If they're saying you're not black, what would you say in response?
Fuck you, crackers.
Whatever they say really, I wish could say, doesn't affect me at all. Unfortunately, people might listen to them or give them a platform.
I also hate facts. I wish people would disregard those. So the newest bit of information about her, she has resigned from her post at the NAACP chapter in Spokane. She stepped down in a statement that did little, if anything, to suppress the storm brewing around her and her family. Dolezal's parents, who are white, alleged that she's been presenting herself as black when she's not. Dolezal did not address the allegations. Of course not. She'll wait to go on the Today Show to do that. She did not apologize. She says, quote, "Please know I will never stop fighting for human rights and will do everything in my power to help and assist, whether it means stepping up or stepping down, because this is not about me. It's just about justice. This is not me quitting. It's a continuum," she wrote, as she quit her job. And I believe it or not, I was right about the Today Show thing. NBC announced that the former Spokane NAACP president will appear on the network on Tuesday, so I'm sure we'll have more great audio to share with you then. And finally, before we get out of here today, I was going to say get into the news. I don't know what segment we're in. Yes, final story we have for you. This is a very short one from Alabama. A Geneva man was arrested after reportedly having sex with his wife's dog. Jonathan Edward Medley, 39, was taken into custody late Friday night and charged with misdemeanor animal cruelty. A cash bond was set at $535. You could have paid less for a real prostitute. You didn't have to have sex with a dog. Actually, I don't want you guys to think that this was some sex thing. No, no. This was done out of anger. Quote, he was mad at his wife because she paid more attention to the dog than him. So he had sex with the dog. Good logic. That's according to Geneva Police Captain Ricky Morgan. His wife actually thought he was having an affair with another woman and hit a recording device. I'm sure she was shocked when she played that back. She learned he was, in fact, molesting the dog. WTVY reported the dog, which suffered injuries, you know, big black cock. Oh, yeah, this guy was black. Is a 2-year-old male Shih Tzu named Buster. Poor thing will require the use of a colostomy bag for the rest of its little doggy life. No, that's not true. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love hearing from you guys. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. There are other ways to contact us as well. show@distortedview.com. That's our email address, of course. You can also find me on Facebook. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. I'm at Distorted View on Twitter, and I'm all over social media. I'm on SoundCloud, Instagram, Ashley Madison. Got a profile up there as well. All right, hey, before we check in with the freaks, I thought we would see how my mom is doing with her recap of the Lifetime original movie, Dark Desires.
I guess they got into this argument, and so the kids... So the father slapped the kid, and then the kid cracked the bottle over the father's head and set him on fire. And set him on fire, and then he left the house, and that was that. So, yeah. So, I guess, and let's see, what would happen next now? I don't know. I guess he went back to the lady's house, I guess. This lady, I don't know how it went after that. I guess they just got together. Because, you know, now towards the end now, there was a telephone ring. Remember, there was a call I got, so I kind of, like, missed up on the end part.
Yeah, that's pretty much out of my aunt called during the last, like, 5 or 10 minutes, and my mom doesn't have DVR because that technology just baffles her. So, yeah, she was kind of watching the movie, but she had to focus on my aunt talking, and she missed the end of the movie. I did ask her what she would rate Dark Desire. She gives it an 8 out of 10. And in the pro, she listed some pros and cons for the movie. The pro, she said it was very interesting. She wanted to see what happens next. Kept her interested, right? But the cons were it was all very predictable. That's kind of like contradicting herself. She knew what was going to happen, but she was on the edge of her seat. All right, let's see what the freaks are up to today.
Missy Toombs Jensen. Hey, I know you get a lot of shit from voicemail callers, so I wanted to call and say something positive just to brighten your day.
You're a nigger, right?
Recently, my PayPal had to be updated, and I didn't do it quite right, and so my subscription renewal failed.
Oh, no.
I've been a member since 2000.
What a tragedy. A great tragedy.
2009, and I emailed you over the holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and you got back to me and let me re-up for the same
rate. Of course I did.
And,
I'm not a monster.
I thought that was very good customer service. It was easy.
And classy. I'm a classy guy.
Because I've been a member so long, I didn't even have a username. I was going by my actual email address.
Yeah. So I wish I could switch everyone over to usernames, but that would be too hard. So, you know, if you really want to help me out, cancel your membership with the email address and sign up and pick out a good username, because you can do that now.
Now, I am Jasmine Tucky.
All right.
Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you, Jagoo. I love you. And I agree with the guy that called... somewhere around May 21st or so. I'm glad I'm not a Lifetime member, because this way you get, you know, a little more money out of me.
Yeah.
You need to eat too, brother.
I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
TM, it's the Void from Colorado.
Hello, hello.
My yearly Sideshow membership was going to renew on June 19th, but I am now jobless and I'm going off the grid. So I just canceled my membership.
That hurts.
I was expecting to get access until June 19th, but I'm blocked. What the fuck?
I'm a very vindictive bitch. You cancel me, you're dead to me.
That's some underhanded shit, dude.
Well, it's not. I mean, you could email me. I'd give you the access. It cancels your membership right away, so you don't have to worry about thinking that you still have the membership. But if you want it until the 19th of June or whatever, you could email me, and I would definitely give you access. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Just email me. I'll take care of you.
Tim, listen to me. My name is Murdoch.
Hi, Murdoch.
And I wanted to tell you about a video. There's this guy from the PLA who tricked this old lady into thinking she was calling Congress to tell on him. has a postman, handicapped postman, was going to move or be their mailman, and that they needed to put ramps up. Well, Kimmy,
it would have been so easy. It would be a lot easier if this guy just sent a link to whatever he's talking about.
This is too funny for you not to listen to. Hurry. One more thing, Kimmy. Why the fuck don't you always play clips from the Child Molestation Podcast? Come on, man. Podcasts had everything.
Yes, I think he's talking about the Pedalogs, and unfortunately, it was really a boring podcast. There were a few times when they really got into, pedo talk, but otherwise it was boring. A lot of times they were talking about, where they just ate, fast food and shit like that. It was a bad podcast in general. If I could have been coaching them at the time, I would have been happy to mentor them. Right, how to produce a good show, because it would work out, for me as well, because I'd have more clips to share with you from the pedo logs. I don't even know, what were there, 30 episodes of the pedo logs, and then some of them probably got arrested or something.
Jago, Jimmy Boo, hey, I would like to test your pop or soda knowledge.
Okay.
Because I thought of a soda recently, years ago, and I cannot remember the name of it, so don't shoot me, but...
Josta.
It was this liquid, I want to say it was in the early 2000s, it was this... came in these long, slender bottles. It was a clear liquid, and it had, jelly balls floating around.
Orbits. It's Orbits. That's the easiest question ever. I can even give you more information. It was made by the Clearly Canadian people, and it was not in the early 2000s. It was in the 90s, late 90s. I'd say, 1997 or so. I could be off on that. The product is Orbitz, O-R-B-I-T-Z. It's no longer made. They had the web domain Orbitz.com before the travel company did. I guess when Orbitz went out of business, then the travel company scooped up that domain. I actually talked to the Clearly Canadian people when they were coming up with this campaign to bring back Clearly Canadian. And I said, what about Orbitz? Bring back Orbitz. And they said, look, we got to focus on Clearly Canadian first. We have sort of thought about bringing Orbitz back in a limited fashion at some point. But we have to see how this Clearly Canadian thing is. You can read more about it on fizzledout.com.
Can't remember what the name of it was called, but that shit was weird. As always, Tim, your show is amazing.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of bubble. If you ever had bubble tea, those big bubbles that you... slurp up through the straw, but they were much smaller, tinier.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
And they would float in the bottle. It was clear liquid for the most part. There were some flavors that were had different colors. I think there was one that had red, and then the balls were orange, and so there's some cool. I have a couple of them full still. But yeah, they were cool.
Hey, Nick in Albuquerque. Just an FYI, I'm a little bit behind on shows right now. It's May 26th, and I'm only listening to the April 15th or 16th show, the one where you're complaining about how far behind you are in taxes and you're begging for sideshow memberships and whatnot.
I wasn't behind on taxes. I had to pay my taxes.
I gotta say that if I wasn't a lifetime member, I have found the audio that would make me cancel my subscription forever. Now keep in mind, I'm okay with you airing Bunny Crush. I'm okay with you airing stuff like girls.
What about child abuse videos like the one I played today?
Sticking their
I had to have pissed off someone.
Shit into their own piss and then eating it like it's a hot dog. I'm okay with you airing Sextastics Tuesday stories about this one.
Okay, we get it.
Maggots in her pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But if I had to cancel my membership and, if I had to actually be truly offended over something, it would be... the audio that you play of that Reddit girl who I forget what she goes by, but she's constantly talking about anal play, whatever she does.
Yeah, your girl Gracie, the one who's obviously a tranny.
And she does that the most annoying,
I know,
porn, quote unquote, sexy noises.
It's like her idea of what a porn girl sounds like, but she misses the mark.
You know what I'm talking about.
Your girl Gracie.
Like she does that constant teasing and the odds.
I want you to rub it in my ass. I want you to play with my ass.
Yeah, and she does that stupid little squeal. And she's constantly, you can tell she's trying to make up stuff on the spot to talk about how sexy her ass is. Yeah, I know that's kind of a weird thing to get, but
it is annoying. I mean, it's infuriating, is what it is.
That is the most annoying audio you could play. It's not funny. It's not sexy. I honestly don't know like how you can personally stand it or anybody else. Because
well, keep in mind we don't play it that often. We've played Your Girl Gracie maybe 3 or 4 times over the last few years.
It's not even like funny in like a cringeworthy way. It's a take a drill bit to my ear. Terrible.
That's what I'm going for.
It's not. I don't know, but I just figured I'd let you know that.
Make a note of that. We got to look up Your Girl Gracie. Piss this guy off later this week. I'll play some more audio from her. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Watch you guys email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
Why does the total influence you? I shit for real.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. See you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everyone.
Experience gas with oily discharge, increased bowel movements, an urgent need to have them, and an inability to control them.